We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stout.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, health warrior Dave Stouter. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi. You know, Bill, one of the things we're going to do at the beginning of every show, and I mean, I think we could do 3 hours a day on this, is do you think people really see how much modern medicine we're sort of seeing behind the curtain now? So many things we took for granted. I saw a study that showed that cholesterol drugs and blood pressure drugs lowered the numbers perfectly and increased calcification of the arteries. Are people starting to figure out that there is probably a better way?
Yeah, the drugs are causing the stiffness in our arteries. The drugs, the medicines we're taking to battle the very same thing, and it's not cholesterol, it's calcium. Big European Heart Journal study, 7,000 patients, studied them for a number of years. Cholesterol, blood sugar, nor high blood pressure predicted an impending mortal heart attack. But calcium in the arteries, if your calcium score in your arteries was zero, your risk of having a heart attack in the next 5 years was less than 0.5%. So it's obviously calcium that's the problem and calcification. We'll talk about that more. But why are we going ahead and putting 13 to 17 million more Americans on cholesterol-lowering statin drugs when the science just went the other way, David? It just went the other way. So it doesn't make any sense. And just so everybody knows, we're being gamed. You know, what feeds modern medicine is good enough for the rest of us. They're hiding all the safety data on these drugs. They're finding the older diabetic drugs, for instance, are safer than the new ones. They're finding here that one in five Americans take medications that work against each other. New drugs may not be enough to reduce heart attacks. I'm just reading from the headlines here. And, you know, what they're saying here is, and it's embarrassing with no apologies, all of a sudden 5.8 million U.S. adults no longer need high blood pressure drugs. What, did they just cure this? No, they put 5.8 million adults on the drugs needlessly. And then now they went back to a different blood pressure standard. Now, you go into the doctor, you're looking for 120 over 80. The first number is the pumping number when your heart pumps. The second one is the resting number, systolic and diastolic. Well, you go in there and you see 140 over 90. You're seeing the number on the dial yourself, and then this gets you more, you know, the stress goes up and you think you've got high blood pressure. Well, let's even say it's a 165 over 95. That sounds pretty high.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you that age-adjusted numbers, these are old numbers from UCLA study many years ago. Now they're just being updated. You can tolerate a blood pressure of about 165 over 95 without any increased risk of stroke. And so they're rechurning these numbers. This is Duke Medical Center, Journal American Medical Association, and 5.8. Are you going to be able to unscare 5.8 million Americans that are on these drugs? Because that's what they won't stop taking them. Well, won't stop. It's interesting. 25% of the folks that are on blood pressure drugs don't even take them regularly because of the side effects that are involved. And, you know, there's no single blood pressure drug that works. So they got to put you on a diuretic, a water pill to reduce the water load, the fluid load the heart has to pump. Or they put you on a beta blocker, which slows your heart rate. Again, that's not the reason why you have high blood pressure. Your heart rate isn't too fast. And then they give you a ACE inhibitor. It's a little hormone comes out of your kidney and inhibits that. Again, you don't have an abundance of ACE inhibitor, angiotensin, whatever the enzyme they call it. And so the point is that they're artificially trying to control your blood pressure. They usually have to put you on three of those drugs. And they might put you on a calcium blocker. The point is none of them really address the real reason, which is calcification or stiffening of your arteries or excessively high blood sugar levels that causes your blood pressure to rise. Now, if you're not taking a medication that addresses those, you're not going to get much of an answer for that. And so here we see we're just being gamed by modern medicine. We're lowering numbers meaninglessly. A lower cholesterol number does not equate with fewer mortal heart attacks. Lowering your blood pressure doesn't necessarily mean lower risk of stroke. But we are fixed on those numbers, and we're being gamed. And out of fear, we're afraid to back away from taking cholesterol drugs or blood pressure drugs that are worthless and only can produce side effects.
Hey, Bill, are you on a blood pressure drug or cholesterol drug?
None. I haven't needed any. You know, my heart rate's still about 60. It's my high school heart rate. And my blood pressure waffles around 120, 116 at the top number and around 80, you know, number on the bottom number. It's still around where I was when I was in high school. Well, how do I do this? Am I out, you know, running around the block? I tell everybody I run to the bathroom every morning for exercise. No, I take a pill that mimics exercise. It's our sponsor's pill, red wine resveratrol pill, Longevinix, and I do that. But, you know, we're not in the segment we want to talk about this. By the way, if you're listening to this show for the first time, Dave Stauder, who is the originator of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. Bill Sardi, you're a resident health journalist. We've written about a dozen health books. But the point is that we're trying to share with you in the top section what's wrong with modern medicine and what's wrong with us for wanting to come back for more and more and more of it. And that's our first section of this show every time that we're going to be talking to you. The second one, we're going to try to give you some practical health tips that we're not commercially involved in that really help some desperate people really find their way out of this morass of healthcare. Modern medicine's outpriced itself. We can't afford it anymore. And the second half of the show, we're going to talk about our sponsors' products. So if you're tuning in, that's what it's all about. That's what we're going to do. And we hope to make it interesting and lively for you. And the main thrust of this is we're being gamed to have disease and make sure that we do. And they set the nutrient levels in our foods and supplements and fortified foods so that we don't get well and that we're chronically ill. And that then, therefore, we need their medicines, which don't really address the diseases in the first place. So if you want a synopsis of what our show's about, that's it.
Well, yeah, and besides modern medicine really exaggerating the benefits of drugs, hiding the downsides, then they also, you know, people may listen to us, Bill, and they listen to think about the drugs. They don't work so well. They have side effects. So then what do you turn to? You turn to diet, lifestyle, nutrition, and then modern medicine says it's unscientific, it's useless, and it doesn't work. Now, I'm a big vitamin D3 advocate, and then there's this big study that comes out that says even high-dose vitamin D3, useless. Did you see that study?
Right, but high dose was some little trivial dose still.
1,200, I know, it's nothing. It's
right.
Nothing.
Now, if you're out for folks, so you all listen. You know, we're going to take on, I just read a study here, the homeopathic remedies. They tested 68 of them. None of them worked. Look, where alternative medicine is due, you know, us sticking pins in it, too, they're going to get poked at, too. We got to be fair here. We got to go with the science that we can find, the best science that we know. But the science on vitamin D is clear. And look, if you're phobic about taking vitamin D, if you go out in the sun, in the middle of the day in summertime, you're going to make about, for an hour, you're going to make about 10,000 units of vitamin D. Your doctor's going to say, that's a toxic dose. You're going to overdose. How could you possibly overdose on sunshine? So they've made us phobic about this because we're going to see less infectious disease, less heart disease, less diabetes, overweight issues, certainly obesity. So all of these things related to vitamin D, and certainly it's very important. And modern medicine has to steer us away somehow. Now, this train is coming down the track called vitamin D. Vitamin D, it's embarrassing. Modern medicine, we've had it around for 8-9 decades, and they're just now discovering it. What's wrong? What's wrong? Modern medicine has outpriced itself. All of us can't afford it anymore, and we want more of the same, and we want free health care to get more of the same useless medicines for everybody. It's nonsense. What you need is a nickel and dime vitamin D pill.
And by the way, look, I just mentioned just off the top of your head, 2 months supply, vitamin D, 10,000. We have it for $6.95 retail at the store. It's a pittance, and it's a bundle. benefits. Bill, you were mentioning hypertension, and it did always seem to me that the medication will bring the number down and then mess with your kidneys. It'll go back up, and you end up on the second or third one. What's your take on salting? I'm reading a lot of studies that maybe say this whole high salt equals high blood pressure maybe wasn't so accurate.
Well, David Brownstein writes about this. He tells most of his patients, you need hydration. If hydration's the answer, and then you need salt. And he finds most of his patients, elderly, certainly need more sodium to hold fluid in their bodies. They get a little bit older. Their kidneys aren't filtering as well and doing things as they should. And certainly, really, if you want to get at the salt question, if we have too much sodium, it's because we have not enough potassium. So we really should just be telling people, take more potassium, because we're not going to get the sodium out of our diets. We got about 4 grams or 4,000 milligrams, but it's laced in our canned foods, our frozen foods, our prepared foods. They're all competing on taste, and they lace it in there. So you're not going to be able to lower just by your putting the salt shaker aside very much salt. It's in everything you're buying because they're competing for taste. Green beans, go look. They've added salt. Because if you buy one that doesn't have the little salt taste, you won't buy it again. So the point is, you're not going to be able to control that very well. So you need to, get more potassium. Now, potassium's loaded in bananas and potatoes. Those may be a little on the carbohydrate side, sugary side. But, apricots, things like this. There are other ways to get potassium. The issue is that we need to balance it up with potassium and certainly that would be a better way. And we probably shouldn't be so afraid of salt as we get a little bit older. Unless we're in heart failure or something like that, I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill, I wanted to bring up a rather obscure topic when we come back, something that I'm sure doesn't affect any of our listeners really. It's just for my own benefit, I'd like to talk about it. And that is what we can do about acute stress in the heart. Now, like I said, I'm sure it doesn't affect anybody listening, but hopefully you'll find this entertaining. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back.
If garlic wasn't so pungent and its odor so repulsive, it would long ago have replaced all modern medicines. Had the central focus of modern medicine been garlic instead of cholesterol-lowering pills, millions of Americans would be far healthier and wealthier today. Hello, I'm health journalist Bill Sardi. And the newly available alkaline-buffered Garlazyme capsules that assuredly deliver allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, does so without garlic breath or odor. A patented matrix of alkaline minerals buffers stomach acid from destroying the enzyme that produces allicin in the digestive tract, and 9 seconds after the capsule shell dissolves, allicin is produced. Better yet, you can get Garlazyme, the world's best garlic pill, for less than $9 a month when purchased in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. Don't accept those imposter Allicin pills. Call 866-674-3955.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill Sardi, health journalist. Yours truly, health warrior, Dave Stouter. Stress, it's been called the silent killer. When you talk about it, it seems like it can get its nasty little fingers into almost any kind of health problem or disease or challenge we might have. And it's certainly associated with poor cardiovascular health. What should we do? Should we go get some Valium or some Xanax or Zoloft or something? Is that the best way to deal with it?
Acute stress, they're noticing. I mean, really acute. I mean, they notice people after a hurricane or some life-threatening issue. The risk of mortal heart attacks, acute, sudden, mortal, you're dead heart attacks, drop dead mortal heart attacks are go way up. And, we've had tsunamis, we've had all kinds of disasters, and they see all this. And what happens to us? Well, there's some things that make sense, and I'll just repeat them to you. So, David, you and I and our audience are going to take a walk down the sidewalk, and a lion pops out on that sidewalk. Now, that lion hasn't touched us, hasn't done anything to us, but we, by visual cue, feel threatened, and we are going to have our hearts start racing. Why? Because adrenal hormones on the top of our kidneys, our backside, away from the foes and the enemies we face, physical threats, the adrenals are going to make these adrenal stress hormones, and the heart's going to pump fast to get them around, and that is going to release sugar and fat into our bloodstream to give us unusual energy, a thrust, a burst of energy to get away from the threat that we're facing. It could be a marauder, some sort of a threat physically, but in this case, it's a wild animal. And we're going to shinny up a tree with unusual energy and get up there that we normally couldn't do and get away from this animal. This, by the way, is the stress effect that a woman comes out the back door of her house hearing her husband moaning, and he was fixing the car and the jack fell down, and she lifts the car up, you know, momentarily enough to get him out from under there. That's where you get this adrenaline rush, we call it. The chemicals that we talk about today are actually called epinephrine and norepinephrine as the stress chemicals, and we're going to release those. Well, you can understand, I'm going to release, under stress, I'm going to release fat and sugar to give me this immediate energy boost to get away from the threat. What did I just say? Somebody under acute stress is going to have high blood sugar and high cholesterol. You see?
Oh,
so okay. A lot of people could chronically get this and have high, and I tell doctors, see people all the time, well, you've got a shortage of statin drug and you need that. Or you've got a shortage of an anti-diabetic pill. You need metformin or one of these other drug pills. No, you've got stress disease. And you've got to calm down those stress hormones. Now, this isn't, this is why things like prayer and things are going to work for us. A lot of people, meditation, this kind of thing. But I want to tell you from a chemical standpoint, there are things that reduce epinephrine and norepinephrine. Now, the first class of them are called adaptogens. David Stouter, co-host with me here, knows about them because at Apple Health Foods, where he works every day in Redwood City, California, these are rhodiola, ashwagandha, ginseng, and bacopa. So those are four what we call adaptogens. They help you adapt. Now, the problem with those, not that there is a big problem, but they take quite a few milligrams. So you're going to need 3,000 to 2,500 milligrams of them, okay? And they can be used. But for the average guy out there, might want a little easier way with something that doesn't require as many pills to take, as much of a pocketbook expense. And there is a little nutrient. We get it out of green tea. It's called theanine. Let me say it again. T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, theanine. It does not have the caffeine, and it doesn't have any of the other things you're worried about out of green tea, but it's just theanine from green tea. And that theanine assuredly calms down. Now, 100 to 400 milligrams. If you just want a little health tip, if you're under a lot of stress, and especially, now look, if you were up in the tree and you ran away from the elephant, from the lion, elephants too. And so the issue would be that our heart's racing. It's not going to calm down for a couple of hours. What do you think? Are we going to get to bed on time at night? No. That night, we've got too many stress hormones rolling in our body. Theanine. It's just a little supplement. We're passing on a little health tip to you. Theanine, you can find it in health food stores. Bring down the stress level. And magnesium, things like this, calm and relax the heart muscle, because it's when you're under stress like this, we see these sudden mortal heart attacks. So I just bring it to everyone's attention.
You're absolutely right. Theanine's become real popular. It's been called yoga or tai chi in a bottle, where you see the people doing the slow, relaxed motions, but they're alert.
You remember the story in the Bible about Ananias and Sapphira? They were called before the elders, I think, of the church, and they lied about they had pledged money to God, and they said they'd give it, and then they didn't. They lied about it. And they were struck dead in their lie. Well, they created their own stress, and suddenly they died. And, it was those stress hormones they brought on themselves. Again, magnesium, we think, would have been a – they were probably magnesium deficient as well at that time, but it's interesting how – acute stress. So maybe one of the answers is don't lie. So
Right. Don't put yourself in a situation. Can I take theanine and magnesium preventively? Since
I would think if you're under chronic stress, I certainly would. A lot of folks that call me over the years say, Bill, I just want to tell you, and then I've been caring for an elderly family member, or I've been under this stress, or I lost my job. And they seem to feel it's important to tell me that. Yes, because stress is important. And that's how you get the racing heart and the atrial fibrillation and the migraines. And we see, how does modern medicine treat this? With a beta blocker, your heart rate goes up. They give you a beta blocker that slows down the heart rate by about 12 beats a minute. Now, you can slow your heart rate by about 6 to 8 beats a minute with fish oil. You want to take fish oil and magnesium to calm the heart muscle, relax it, slow the heart rate down naturally, but don't do it with the side effects of the beta blockers. But they notice that people that need beta blockers have higher rates of cancer and heart disease. See, stress does kill us, and they're given the wrong medicine for it. And so, and of course, the beta blockers deplete us of coenzyme Q10, cause breathing problems, all kinds of other issues, fatigue, impotence, and a whole lot of side effects. And I just told you fish oil will calm your heart rate down. You don't need the beta blocker. Magnesium, relax the heart muscle. Theanine to kind of calm down those stress hormones. Don't get caught like Ananias and Sapphira in the Bible. And it's like I tell everybody, David, you know, I really don't have any sins. I don't cheat. I don't drink. I don't gamble. Oh, I only have one vice. I lie. So there you go.
Hey, let me change gears a second here. You know, did we go the wrong direction on vitamin A? It seems like even people that take a lot of supplements, everybody's really phobic about vitamin A. Is that justified?
One of the interesting things is we got this vitamin D revolution going on. If you happen to notice this, you'll catch on. Vitamin D and vitamin A are stored in the liver, and they compete for that. So if you're taking a lot of D, you're kind of pushing the A to the side. Now, most of us think we're not deficient in vitamin A because we get some in butter. We get beta carotene from carrots, squash, other nutrients. So it converts to vitamin A, the beta carotene does. So we think we get enough vitamin A. Some of us with liver disease, some of us with too much alcohol in the diet, various things, have trouble converting beta carotene into vitamin A. We don't get enough of it. They're now saying that vitamin A is really maybe a critical overlooked nutrient for breast cancer, but as in this vitamin D revolution, here I was taking vitamin D pretty liberally, and all of a sudden in my lifetime, I never had an eye infection before I got two of them. And I said, I thought it was something in the pillows, and the eye doctor says, change your pillows, there might be little mites in there, and this thing, an allergy, and whatever. So we do all those things, but I get these two eye infections. And then I figured it out that the coating on the eyes, on the cornea, the front window of my eye, there are three tier layers. There's mucin right on the eye, and then water, and then the outer one is oils. Well, if we don't have the mucin, these oils don't spread, and my eye will get dry, and I will get an infection. And I said, I wonder if it's the vitamin A that I'm not getting any vitamin. So I started taking vitamin A 2 or 3 days a week and vitamin D every day, and I haven't had the eye infection or any of that. And my eyes were irritable, you know, and I was squinting and all that kind of thing. And I found out I needed the mucin for the vitamin, for the layer of mucin on the tear film, my front cornea of my eye. And then, by the way, if you want a dry eye remedy, the front layer of your tears evaporates quickly if you don't have the right oils in your diet. And those oils are called GLA oils, gamma linolenic acid. And you're going to get those from borage oil, evening primrose, or black currant seed oil. So if you have dry, gritty, red, itchy, burny, teary eyes, now I said teary, if your eyes are dry, a water gland's going to turn on and they're going to be too wet. So a wet eye is really compensating for a dry eye. Again, try one of those oils, borage oil, evening primrose, black currant seed. These are the health tips we can pass along to you so that you can get rid of the dry eye syndrome.
So, Bill, Thanks for that. Now, you know, a lot of people will comment, I've heard people say it all the time, that many times people will take better care of their pets, better care of their dogs. I don't know. Something went by me here, but people are coming, talking to me about surgeries for their dogs, even antidepressants and kennels. It's like people are doing this. But I heard something about there was a story that dogs were made young again. Now, you and I have been talking about ways to slow down and maybe even reverse aging in humans. So I wonder if does this work in dogs? Because there will be a lot of people that are interested. And we'll talk about it when we get back right here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate. But more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. Health journalist Bill Sardi, yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. And we're kind of talking about common sense, real science, real health. Now, a lot of people, it's funny, I guess you don't let your kids drink out of the, hose faucets on the outside of the house anymore. We're all phobic about that. I lived through it as a kid. But, you know, we'll pour the dog's water out of the bowl or out of the tap. We won't drink it. We'll filter the water. We'll get expensive bottled water. More and more people are taking care of their dogs. Now, we can learn a lot sometimes from what affects animals. Bill, you got a story about actually making dogs young again?
I think this is more convincing than any science I can give anybody. Somebody once said, you know, if you're a news director, if it bleeds, it leads. You know, you lead with a bleeding story. Well, this probably the second best news story is a story that deals with dogs. Everybody loves dog stories. So the issue is that I have a mother-in-law here on the premises where I live and where my medical library is above the garage. I have a 600-square-foot medical library, and I've actually read every one of the 1,200 health books here. But, you know, there's a Chihuahua dog downstairs, and it was having seizures, and it's lived 14 years. So I was kind of like, how long is Grandma going to hang on to this dog? So she explained what was happening, and I said, why I make this Longevinex capsules, this red wine pill. Why aren't you giving it to the dog? So I explained, open the capsule, take a little, it's a small dog, take like half the capsule and add it to the dog's chow every day. And then after a while, every other day. Okay. And sure enough, she was walking the dog outside in the sunlight. I said, what happened to the dog? It was dying. No, there's no more seizures in the dog at all. It looks normal. Its gait has changed. It's got a normal runaround little gait that the little paws are moving correctly. And it looks like it's frisky and ready to just go after it again, you know? And so it's back to the same little feisty dog that it always was. And I go, wow, that's remarkable. And I was reminded of a story. I had an anti-aging researcher, a very formidable doctor who's very well highly regarded in the anti-aging circles. And I mean, this is high science, National Institutes of Health researcher doing work at a major university. And he told me that you can imagine what company this is. I can't tell you what it is, but they make dog chow. And the very, very well-known name, okay? And there's two names in it, so you can figure out what it is. But they make dog food, and they tested resveratrol many, many years ago.
Resveratrol, the red wine pill.
The red wine molecule that's in Longevinix, our sponsored product, and they tested it by putting it in dog chow and letting owners give it to their dogs. And the conclusion of that is the owners wanted to know where they could get the same stuff because the dogs were getting younger and they were marching around and looking young again. And the owners wanted to know how they could get this stuff. Okay, so the point is they never published it. The researcher told me for whatever reasons they tabled it, and they never made this dog food to make old dogs young again like the one downstairs. And I know I can see the phone ringing on Monday at Longevinix, you know, more about dogs than about any use of this product for humans. But, I can tell you that, you know, what is observable in a dog becomes convincing evidence. So maybe you have an old pet, and I'll tell you, get some of the Longevinix capsules. Let me give you the number, 866-405-4000. Okay, there's the commercial plug. You leave your number there, and they'll call you back. The shipping center is in Las Vegas. And, of course, you know, the point is, if you got a small dog, take a half capsule. You got a bigger dog, you know, you can use a whole capsule for a while. The point is, mix it in with a chow. They're not going to take and swallow the capsule, though some people can take their dog and open their mouth and slug it down there, you know, in the back of their tongue. But the point is that these dogs are going to get young again, and you'll be convinced, and these pets. So the point is, if it works for them, why isn't it working for us? And I brought this up in a story where we were talking about an anti-aging researcher, and he got up and gave a lecture. He was interviewed by the Omaha, Nebraska newspaper there, and he was saying, you know, wait for an anti-aging pill because we're going to have one in our lifetime. That's decades away. And it would put all of big pharma, all the pharmaceutical companies out of business, as well as we'd need half the doctoring if they could just figure out how to slow down chronic age-related disease. And so they're certainly not going to put themselves out of business. And this researcher himself, he and his wife take a resveratrol pill. It happened to be for years. I don't know what the current one is. It happened to be our sponsor's pill, Longevinix. And it's okay for them, but they want everyone else in humanity to wait for the drug that they develop that does it better. Now, but why are they taking it? We found a phenomena that most of the doctors who buy Longevinix, our very well-tested red wine pill, don't even do it and don't prescribe it for their patients. They're elitists. They use it for themselves and their family members and don't prescribe it to their patients. Are we talking about elitist medicine, or what are we talking about here, David? This is kind of the strangest thing in the world.
I have found something about medicine. Their protocol always takes precedence over the patient. So they have something. They take it themselves. They see that it works. But because it's a dietary supplement, because it hasn't come through the pipeline of the drugs, they won't give it to their patient, even though it's safe, it's affordable, and clearly it works.
So we have incontrovertible evidence. They just went through the studies, 11 studies. They've got a number of human studies with resveratrol and diabetes. They're what we call mixed results. Some of them show good, some of them neutral, some of them, you know, and so they can't make any sense of it. What they did is the researchers intentionally tested for blood sugar in healthy adults, and it didn't work. Well, of course it didn't. You don't want it to drop your sugar lower if you're already normally healthy. It only worked in the people that were diabetic and had, under a secondary analysis, they call it a meta-analysis, they looked at all the studies, and they showed that it only works in the diabetics. That's exactly what we want. We want a pill that doesn't cause hypoglycemia, but does address high blood sugar when we need it. This is a resveratrol study. Now, the only red wine resveratrol, most Americans don't know how to say this word, let alone spell it, but that red wine molecule is a little bit of magic. And the only tested, branded red wine resveratrol pill on the market is Longevinix. It has 12 different positive studies used successfully in animals and humans, in the heart, in the blood vessels, in the eyes. And these are all studies that have been done. And folks can go to the National Library of Medicine and check up on the science, or go to the Longevinix website, like the word longevity, Longevinix, and look it up. But if you want to know more about our sponsor's product, 866-405-4000, I know you're going to call about your dog, because, look, $56 billion, $56 billion on dog food and so on, and only $13 million of resveratrol pills being sold by 432 various brands. They're not all the same. And the reason why the resveratrol Longevinix pill has been chosen by medical researchers for the studies is because it's been shown to be the only stable resveratrol pill. Resveratrol is a molecule that decays and degrades, especially if it's exposed to light and so on. And the Longevinix pill is specially microencapsulated, so you could, if it's exposed to light, it doesn't degrade. It's biologically active. It's research-grade resveratrol in a pill. If you are interested in it, they'll send you the literature, and it's 866-405-4000.
Hey, Bill, you know, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, early on as I started working in health food stores, it just used to frustrate me. People would come in and say, you know, for example, what do you have for a cold? And I'd say, why don't you try some echinacea? And they'd say, you know, I already tried it. It didn't work. I'm like, really? And I'd find out they get it from the drugstore. Somebody comes in, joint problems, try some glucosamine. Well, I did. Did you take enough? Yeah. Take it long enough? Yeah. Where'd you get it? The drugstore. And look, folks, you know, like anything else with dietary supplements, quality and good science means efficacy. So if you're interested in this resveratrol molecule, and you can go onto the medical websites, it's pretty fascinating. There's only one I know of. I'm backing up what Bill says, but I have a store, and I can get any brand of resveratrol in the store I want. And I ask them if they have human studies, and they don't. I ask them if they have animal studies, and they don't. I mean, they're nice people. They're good companies. I want the one that's proven to work. Very simple.
I think science means something to people. I just think it's a consumer's choice today. Most people are going to choose on price. And so if it fits their pocketbook, they're going to imagine that it works as well as the brand in the studies and so on. And what we showed up against plain resveratrol, that the Longevinix pill worked about twice as well in the arteries, in the heart. These were animal and human studies. It worked about twice as well. And so, you know, we've got 10 years of use of this. The world has not run with resveratrol pills. They feel somehow it's something they're not familiar with, even though it's in grapes and red wine, and they're confused, and they want their doctor's permission slip before they're confused that it might conflict with their drugs. So the average American senior adult is on 5 to 7 prescription drugs without any question, but wonders if it's safe to take resveratrol pills, which have been around for 10 years, and there's no reports of serious side effect with them. So they're safer than table salt, safer than tap water, and safer than an aspirin tablet. So that's what we can share with you as far as the safety aspect. But I think most people do decide on this class of pills. But if science means anything to you, it's called Longevinix. It's the best tested red wine resveratrol pill. You can get reports on it for free or find out how to order. 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000.
Now, we're going to take a break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. But speaking of Have a Heart, let me just have you consider one thing. You know what the most expensive dietary supplements, Bill, do you know what it is?
What is it?
It's the one that doesn't work. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away.
If garlic wasn't so pungent and its odor so repulsive, it would long ago have replaced all modern medicines. Had the central focus of modern medicine been garlic instead of cholesterol-lowering pills, millions of Americans would be far healthier and wealthier today. Hello, I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and the newly available alkaline-buffered Garlazyme capsules that assuredly deliver allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, does so without garlic breath or odor. A patented matrix of alkaline minerals buffers stomach acid from destroying the enzyme that produces allicin in the digestive tract, and 9 seconds after the capsule shell dissolves, allicin is produced. Better yet, you can get Garlazyme, the world's best garlic pill, for less than $9 a month when purchased in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. Don't accept those imposter allicin pills. Call 866-674-3955.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill Sardi, health journalist. Dave Stouter here, the health warrior. We're glad to be with you today. Bill, I got to ask you something. We've been doing this show now here a few weeks, and I've heard you say a couple of times that modern medicine should be based on garlic, that if we really looked at the history of garlic, if we really looked at what's in it, what it can do, if we really got the full potential of it, that it might be one of the most miraculous substances out there. Some people might accuse you of exaggerating a bit.
Well, we can't exaggerate on garlic. And everybody, you know, Americans don't like garlic. They love garlic. And when we talk about this segment of the show, people call me, right? Boy, I use it every day. We use it, you know, and it's great. And you will get some health benefits. Touch garlic. Even just touch it. I'll tell you in a minute a little study that was done where that's all they did. And it produced healthy results. But it certainly, we love the aroma of it. And we cook with it. Now, if you cook it, you're going to destroy the main active molecule called allicin. But you still get health benefits of it. It's got sulfur. It's got selenium, a couple of minerals, and a particularly good form of vitamin B1 called allothiamine, which is wonderful. So it has benefits no matter how you get it. But the real primary molecule that produces all these great results is called allicin, and you're not going to get it out of garlic pills. And even pills that are labeled that say they deliver allicin. So, but what would convince you? I mean, modern medicine has set up a system whereby these statin cholesterol-lowering drugs, and cholesterol is the center feature of what modern medicine has to offer us in the last 30 years. Would we think that it might be a garlic pill? How can I convince you? Well, let me think for you a minute. What if you read today in the front page of the New York Times, what if you heard on CNN and Fox News that a little infant, that infant's life was saved by garlic when antibiotics failed? That this little infant developed multi-drug resistant Pseudomonas pneumonia and bacteremia. Sounds terrible. And so this is a bacterium, and the pneumonia is the lungs are filling up with fluid. The antibiotics won't work. The infant is on death watch, and all of a sudden, out of just compassion and desperation, the doctors used a therapeutic garlic, and this critically ill infant was saved, and it's the story is front page everywhere in the world, all around the globe, TV, radio, newspaper. How come that story was never told? It all happened in 2011. It was published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine in April of 2011. You know, infants kind of tug at our heart. And we hear that the Centers for Disease Control say we've gone past the point of no return. We've got 32,000 Americans dying every year now of multi-antibiotic resistant bacteria and infections. We're going to go back to the dark ages, the plagues. And I just told you about a story that never made the headlines. Let me give you another one that'll tug at the strings of your heart. Women getting pregnant, babies on board. And we lose a few hundred infants every year. They're never born. They're stillborn. And it happens because of a little bacterium called Streptococcus B. Now, the problem, the girls get swabbed and they try to find this and make sure and screen for this. Streptococcus B will cause a stillbirth. This isn't just a plague. They don't like using antibiotics on pregnant women. First thing, you might induce antibiotic resistance right there, and it upsets the hormone levels in the woman, and this is all a big problem. And here it is in the medical literature. There's three different studies. This is in Midwifery Today, as well as European Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Remember, I've got to give you this also, Journal of Antimicrobial Chemotherapy. This is all journals. I have to tell you, because we're talking about advice here with little babies and is still in the womb with mommies. And what are they talking about that's safe to use? If it's safe for a baby unborn, and what is it? Garlic. And the allicin molecule that we talk about kills group B strep and is safe to use. And the medical literature shows it. We could save these little babies. Now, what if that was a headline in the newspapers and all across America on television? Start using garlic. Why don't you hear about it? And to save those little babies. Well, again, they tug at our heartstrings and it becomes convincing. But this is exactly what we're doing. For the sake of ignoring garlic, we're letting these little infants, of course, these stillborn births, this is occurring. And we could prevent this. And this is what's going on. All of humanity has paid a terrible price. And why? For one thing, garlic isn't easy to use. Ease of use. Nobody argues against garlic. Everybody agrees it's healthy for us, except the pungency, and it bites my stomach, and it creates odor and garlic breath. Along comes Garlazyme, and the world's first alkaline buffer. They take alkaline minerals. They buffer the stomach acid so that it won't destroy the enzyme that creates the primary active molecule, allicin, which does the germ killing, which does the blood thinning, which does so many other things. And it gives you the real garlic properties that are health-driven properties. So the point is that this is the first time this has been done. If we can convince the world, look, you can do it with a garlic clove. Just go get a clove, snap it off the bulb, crush it, macerate it, wait a couple of minutes. You're going to make a lot of this allicin. If you can chew that and get it down, God bless you. The Roman soldiers marched into battle chewing garlic. You got to be a tough guy because you get esophagitis, sore throat, and then it hurts your stomach, and you get the garlic breath and garlic odor. And so for that, we haven't had a revolution with garlic. Now we can. Garlazyme, that's the name of the product. The world's first alkaline buffer assuredly delivers allicin without the garlic breath and odor. And guess what? It's the lowest priced product. You buy four bags. You get three bags, one free, three plus one, 4 months supply, around $8.60 a month, and you get it shipping free. You call 866-674-3955. Garlazyme, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic capsule. And, of course, it's got some other herbs in there that have antibiotic properties as well, allspice and, you know, a little bit of ginger and so on. So these are allspice, you know, kills all the bugs that we know. And ginger is helpful for inflammation, has a little bit of rice bran in there as well. And so it's a special formula. And we've had some people call us up. Gosh, I don't know how many people have inconquerable sinusitis. The sinuses get fungal infection. You can't get rid of it. I have a report here, somebody that's struggling with that. Nothing seems to have worked. And now in the first few days of taking the Garlazyme, the relief, first time they've ever had it. some cases of heartburn. In these stubborn cases where you're trying to conquer something, you want to take it three times a day. Once a day is good enough for you with a meal. And, of course, it's important that we understand how to use it successfully. And, you know, one of the common questions that's brought up to me, David, is does garlic like antibiotics and does it kill the good bacteria in our digestive tract? And I just want to say there's two studies, one in the Journal of Phytomedicine, meaning plant medicine, one in the World Journal of Microbiology and Biotechnology, showing that garlic kills bacteria, viruses, and funguses, but it does not kill the good bacteria, the lactic acid bacteria. We call it Acidophilus and Bifidus. It prefers to kill the other guys. It leaves the good. Isn't that way interesting, the way nature works here?
So are you trying to say that nature might be smarter than Big Pharma?
Well, when you think of all the things that, you know, here's a wonderful article. It's written by Richard Rivlin, an alternative medicine doctor in New York. And he was saying, is garlic alternative medicine? He says, no, it never has been for centuries. It's mainline medicine. How come it's considered second fiddle? It should be first-line medicine in everything we do, whether we're trying to normalize the blood thinning, whether we're trying to fight. We have nothing we can use as a preventive against all of the bacteria, viruses, and funguses. We go on a cruise ship. We get this norovirus thing, usually in the winter months, and the norovirus gives us stomach virus. It's terrible. We start throwing up and vomiting. If we were taking a garlic pill, we wouldn't have it.
Bill, have people not realized this? Because, as you said, garlic has a lot of health properties. So if you eat garlic, you take some garlic pills. They're not worthless. But if we're not eating fresh garlic, and until now, we didn't have a pill like Garlazyme, so we haven't really experienced, most of us, what garlic could do for us.
No, and we've been, you know, if you're interested in the allicin, I think there's a few hundred searches online for allicin, so it isn't a big popular thing. You know, the most popular thing, 29 million searches for garlic odor and garlic breath, but not for allicin, which is the primary active ingredient. Well, you know, I understand everybody wants to cure the social problem, you know, and so do we. So, you know, it's an issue, but here's garlic revisited. It's a major article, National Journal, the National Medical Association journalist says, you know, it's a therapeutic for the major diseases of our time, garlic revisited. It says it's been the mainstay of the arsenal of medicine for civilizations for centuries, Egypt, Chinese, Greek, Indian, Japanese, Roman cultures, French consume it, so on. And probably one of the key issues in the Mediterranean diet, it contains 33 sulfur compounds, 17 amino acids, calcium, copper, iron, potassium, magnesium, selenium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, and C, all in garlic. Now, you get that. The point is, it's almost like a multivitamin if you think about it. And, of course, it has all these wonderful detoxifying things. Now, 52% of us, David, we've got H. pylori in our digestive tract, causes ulcers and so on. 70% of us have candida, the yeast bug overgrowth. How are we going to prevent it coming back all the time? Again, a garlic capsule. So that's our best pitch today for Garlazyme 866. 674-3955.
Folks, you won't be unhappy. It's an incredible supplement and nothing like it on the shelf. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We will be back next week. So until that time, stay happy, stay healthy, and thanks for listening.